Good morning. It's 7:45. Live from the WUFT newsroom, I'm Dolores Hinckley. Tonight's Alachua County Commission meeting is set to address a major issue, legacy flood zones. After Hurricane Irma, these zones were brought back into the spotlight. WUFT's David Jones went to the Meadowbrook Basin just west of Gainesville. He caught up with a family we spoke with right after the hurricane.
No, I would not leave the house.
WUFT first brought you the story of Louisa Pena in September. Her home at the entrance to the Hills of Santa Fe neighborhood was flooded, one of three homes in the neighborhood just south of Meadowbrook Golf Course. Cars, furniture, landscaping equipment submerged. The bottom half of her son's loft-style room was entirely underwater.
So that was the first, you know, big hurdle, was taking care of the room. And the other struggle has been we've been trying to settle with the insurance company, but the adjuster hasn't even finalized the claim yet. So that's been, and that's going to be a long process.
Since the hurricane, the Penas have spent around $15,000 repairing their home.
I'm afraid for the next time, and yes, I'm putting a lot of effort to fixing my home again, but it's on the back of my mind that, you know, I'm terrified of any big storm that we might have.
For the Penas, it's short-term fixes for long-term problems. Legacy flood zones in Alachua County, an issue Debbie Menacher formed a committee to tackle. Her and her husband, John, have been active in bringing light to flooding issues.
We want to let them know that we're not going away, that we want some action this time, that we want corrections made.
They want the county commission to make progress on funding repairs that will mitigate the flooding.
Our actions, I think, are being noticed, and we're feeling more positive about it, and we're feeling empowered.
Before Irma, there hadn't been a large-scale discussion of solutions since 2010. That was the year a so-called stormwater master plan was proposed to the commission. The plan addressed 18 major flooding locations in the county.
I don't believe they funded any locations. At that time, the board said that if any of these locations could be fixed, it would have to be a special assessment levied against the folks that lived in those subdivisions.
Alachua County Engineer Ramon Gavarete.
Obviously, if somebody would have implemented back in 2010, some of those locations most likely would have been already fixed or alleviated by now.
The issue boils down to funding. The Stormwater Master Plan would have cost the county over $6 million per year. Alachua County doesn't even have a specific budget for infrastructure. That funding would come from something called an infrastructure surtax.
Until we have that tax passed by the voters, we're always going to be looking for funds to be able to do any projects, not just these, but also transportation and other type projects.
And solutions will vary by area, but one idea set to be proposed is buying out homes at risk of severe flooding in the future, a concept that doesn't sit well with Louisa Pena.
I love my home. I like my neighbors. You know, I have a few neighbors here that I'm friends with, and I'm comfortable in my home, and it's not that easy to just get up and move.
The county hasn't specified yet which areas will be suggested for buyouts. Another solution could be stormwater assessment fees on some county residents.
And we know that a lot of people will complain, but the bottom line is it really affects everybody because the values of the homes go down. You know, do you think people are going to want to buy in this neighborhood when there's only one way in and out, and, you know, they can't, when it floods, guess what? They can't go in and out and they can't go to work.
At the moment, problems are here and fixes are being discussed. David Jones, WUFT News.
Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30. It's coming up on 7:50, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Florida's 89.1 WUFT-FM. I'm Dolores Hinckley.